Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and we have Michelle here with all your questions and maybe some announcements, but of course you can call 888-212-8871 to place orders or just raise a question you want raised on the Friday show. Michelle, you also get emails. Some I've sent and some I've actually redirected people if they want to hide them from me. They send them directly to you, NutriMedical@MichelleDeagle.com, so that it pops up only on Friday. Otherwise, I forward the questions to you because some people are urgent. They want to get the question answered immediately. And I check my email probably 20 times a day. So even if people need an emergency callback, I'm never too busy to respond to you. So people, I want you to know that. You can always, you need to know that I'm your telemedicine doctor 7 days a week, even on vacation. If you email me and want to contact, I'll call you back.
What I want to say, hello, everyone. It's great to be here on this January the 12th. I just wanted to say that if you have any kind of a medical problem or you want to talk to Dr.
Or emotional.
Don't forget the telephone number, 888-212-8871. And no, Bill isn't too busy to return your call. Everybody's call is important. So I've heard it in a few people this past week, you know, that just said, oh, I know he's so busy, I don't want to bother him. No, no, he wants to be bothered. Trust me, he wants to be bothered. It's his. It's like air, breathing air. It's as important to him as breathing air, being bothered.
Yeah, when I'm still doing the show at 95, say 29 years from now, right, 29, believe it or not, I will never want to not be busy, and I don't believe in retirement. To me, you keep moving until the shovel's on the sod over your grave, or your urn is on the mantle, whatever way you go.
Urn on the mantle? I don't think I agree with
that. No, I don't agree with cremation, but I just can't say it. Some people do.
I mean, isn't there a scripture that it's not right
it's,
to
it's
get
not
cremated?
Right. I don't think it's
right.
I mean,
I don't know if I'm right or wrong.
No, I think you are right.
I like
the scripture, the quote, the valley of dry bones. We have to have bones in order to have the rising of the bones from the dry
this
bones.
This is true when they're burned up to nothing. Of course, I guess maybe in those days, they ever burn people?
No. Cremation was a pagan ceremony.
Oh, was it really? Well, that's what I'm interested in. It was a pagan ceremony.
Yeah, pagan ceremony, like the Indians who have a funeral pyre, even the Viking people and so on. It's always pagan.
Oh, gosh, that's a bad...
The devil doesn't want you around even your bones.
Well, I'd like to go in the ocean. Just throw me in the ocean. I want to go in the ocean.
You turn into a fish, eh? Or you turn into a lobster and somebody eats you.
Oh, God, I didn't think of it that way. I just want to be in the wild.
You become lobster meat.
Actually, I don't think I'll care too much. But
I'm just kidding.
It doesn't matter. As long as you don't burn me, I'll be fine.
Yeah, okay. Funny.
Well, I wanted to also bring up the fact that if you mail in your order, you will never, ever pay shipping, no matter how little you order or how much. It's always free shipping by mail. And if you're interested in our address, it's on our website at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com. And if you don't have a computer, which I've talked to some people this week that do not have a computer, they don't even want a cell phone. I can see why these days. And they've got face recognition and everything else on there. Anyways, you can call 888-212-8871. There he goes.
I'm fine. Go ahead.
Well, we'll start into the questions today. I want to start off with my dear friend Steve from Missouri. In fact, he's from St. Louis, Missouri. It's a big place with lots of Steves, so I don't think it'll give anything away.
Yeah, funny.
But Bill, Steve had a question about stomach acid enzymes. His question is basically, let's see how it's. Oh gosh, hey Steve, I know you're listening to this. I gotta laugh at something because sometimes when a person has a question, I'll try to, you know, break it up for them or whatever. But anyways, this one here, he wants to know if. I guess when you take supplements, right? I gave him the answer. Let's see if I'm right, Steve. Let's see if I'm right or not. About when you take a lot of supplements and you eat a lot of food, you need to have enzymes in your stomach in order to
pH, you won't absorb it. For example, calcium has to be in an alkaline medium, which is just 10 centimeters of the second part of your duodenum. If it's not alkaline, no absorption.
So that's number one.
Number one, and you don't absorb your minerals.
And you know what's going to make you alkaline is?
Power C. Now, of course, the alkalinity actually comes out of your pancreatic duct, succus entericus coming out of the ampulla mater from your pancreas is alkaline. Mm-hmm. It neutralizes the pH, it was the bile from your gallbladder. It neutralizes the pH of your stomach. Now, your stomach acid has to be acid. Your enzymes, your digestive enzymes don't work, which is why I always suggest taking a gastrozyme, 1 to 2 gastrozyme enzyme, digestive enzymes. You may also take glutenase or glutenimmune. But you need to take the digestes where you have no stomach acid, because the hypochlorhydria is very common, especially in women over age 40, and also decrease in pepsin. So if you don't have those enzymes, you don't digest your proteins, and you don't have the proper pH to absorb anything.
Okay. I thought it was gastrozyme. What's the difference between gastrozyme? What does it do, and what does digestes do?
Digestes replaces the pepsin and replaces your stomach acid, because your stomach makes pepsin, which is the first digestive enzyme for protein.
Okay.
The first digestive enzyme for carbohydrates is in your muscles, called thiolinase.
Yes.
All right? And the digestive enzymes in your pancreas neutralize the pH. That's why when your pancreatic enzymes come out in your we call it the succus entericus, mm-hmm. from the pancreas, along with your bile, it neutralizes the pH of the stomach. Now, if you don't have proper stomach pH, you also get it with small bowel overgrowth, and then you get leaky gut syndrome. Right?
Yes, okay.
So that's important to understand what happened there.
What are you doing, Bill?
My computer did something not good. It decides
it's just rebooting.
I'm just rebooting it. Anyway, we're fine. So the key issue, you have to take digestes when you take gastrozyme. You don't just take gastrozyme alone. And if you've got gluten sensitivity, you don't have to have celiac disease. You need the glutenase. We have some in the gastrozyme, but you need additional. So it's really important.
Oh. What was that?
It's just a little.
Ouch.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ouchie.
So, yeah, that was just your headphones set as the computer rebooted, caused a little back spark. Anyway.
A spark is like a sparkle through my head. Yeah.
It's actually therapeutic.
Oh, yeah.
It makes you
sure.
It makes you think like
mm-hmm.
me.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
Is that going to do that again?
I don't know. It just did it once there. I think it's fine now. Oh, there it is. It's kicking back in.
Okay.
Yeah, so hopefully it'll behave itself.
I wouldn't say we're overly professional over here.
Well, no, the thing is that Microsoft's put in these controls, actually forced it by the U.S. government, the NSA.
Yes.
They are constantly, like, surveilling and updating and doing all kinds of stuff. I looked at the updates this morning, and there's so many updates on my computer just from last night. It's nuts.
Okay.
They invade our lives so much now, I think it's really aggravating.
Back to the stomach acid enzymes, okay, because it's really important. You take a lot of supplements. You don't want to just waste it. You want them to be absorbed, as highly absorbed as possible.
Well, our supplements are unique.
So far, we have Power C, and I take that. I do take the gastrozyme, not every day, though. I don't have to take it every day, do I?
You take it for 3 reasons. Number one, if you're elderly, most people don't have digestive enzymes or protein. So part of the reason why people end up with sarcopenia. Now, sarcopenia is where you lose muscle because you're not absorbing enough protein to even keep your muscles up. If you get too skinny, like people in, say, Korea or Japan, and you have sarcopenia, when you're elderly, you say, oh, they should live really old. No, they die of infections. They may survive cancer and heart disease, but they die of infections because when you don't have muscles, you can't make immunoglobulins when you get older and you get faced with a major infection. So, in fact, it's good for elderly people to have an extra 10 or 15% fat on them and to maintain muscle mass, because if they lose their muscles, they have sarcopenia, they'll die of an infection.
So getting back to what I said about the gastrozyme, for me, and you know my habit quite well, is it okay? I don't take gastrozyme every day, maybe every second, third day.
Well, you take it if you're having a big protein load, or if you've got your CDSA or your QRMA test shows you have decreased enzymes.
When do you know that you need to add digestes?
If your comprehensive digestive stool analysis test or QRMA shows positive.
Otherwise, you don't know if you need it.
You don't know it until you do testing. But if you're older than about, say, 55 to 60, you can pretty well determine if you have a high protein load meal, you're not going to digest it properly unless you take some.
It's a no-brainer, a big bird.
Shoppers, we do usually don't take calls on Friday. We do every other hour, but we will
actually,
take...
Actually, we don't take calls on Friday, but look who's there, my friend Mara. Now we take calls on Friday.
So we're going to take Mara's call.
Okay.
Mara, go ahead with your question or comment.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Dr. Bill.
Hi, dear.
Thank you. I got the other package, by the way, but we'll talk about that later.
Yay!
I left two messages. Anyway, I'm affected by EMFs, and I read that two neutron stars collided and produced ripples in space-time. And so I wanted to know, space-time, how does that affect our planet or our galaxy or us in any way? I was reading that because I like astronomy.
Sure, I'll start out with first the when we have alignment of planets like the alignment of Saturn and Jupiter times two, you get the Maunder Ice Age cooling period, because the lensing of the gravitonic waves or the lensing of space-time affects the heating and cooling of the Earth and the orbital pattern of the Earth, so it tends to cause mini ice ages called Maunder,
wow.
M-A-U-N-D-E-R. Number two, the ripples in space-time affect the chronosphere of the Sun, and all the inner planets are actually nuclear reactors, so it actually increases the nuclear flux activity. It also shakes the nuclei of ringwoodite, which is the primary rock in the mantle, and ringwoodite and all the rocks in the mantle of the Earth have 10 times more water than all the oceans and all the clouds and all the lakes in the world. So there's oceans of water underneath the tectonic plates. The fact is that the ringwoodite, when it releases water from the gravitonic waves from neutron stars or from the passage of a dwarf star like Nibiru, Heraclius, or the destroyer or dragon star, which has now been identified by the Atacama Large Millimeter Ray last year, to the chagrin of NASA and the U.S. government that tried to hide it, it actually has increased the chances of earthquakes on Earth, major superstorms, and major extreme weather, which we have, which is driven by gravitonic waves that affect the Earth. And the weather system of the solar system affects the weather system of planet Earth. We're also in a part of the galaxy where there's more particles in interstellar space, which act as nuclei to start more, not only nuclear reactions, but also rain and extreme weather. So that's why we can have polar inversions. So, yes, it affects people. That's why the lensing, for example, of a supermoon, which means the moon is closer to the Earth than a full moon, affects the dipole of people's nuclei in their brain and increases dopaminergic activity in different neurotransmitters.
And in English, what is that?
It causes lunacy.
Lunacy, okay.
That's right, lunacy.
Yeah. That's where the word lunacy okay. came from.
So that explains it.
So in other words, it changes the behavior of people on Earth and plants and so on. For example, if you're a lobster fisherman, the best lobster is fished in the full moon or super moon. And the reason is there's more water in the meat of the lobster.
How about that, Mara? Mara from New Jersey? Mara from New Jersey?
So that's the short answer. In other words, yes, you're right. Period.
Did I hear you say you got your packages, both of them?
Yes, I did. And,
yay.
And please charge my card.
You already paid for it. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do it off air. Off air.
Okay,
so I hope I answered your question. In other words, as
thank
I say,
you,
if, you ask me any,
it's an ice age, and this is one of the benefactors of that.
Yeah, what happens is we are in a modern ice age, but I also talked about this, which is why I use the Ice Age logo, 3D logo from the movie Ice Age with the kid for the kids. You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
With a little with the dinosaurs and so on, and the okay. sloth. And the fact is that we talked about this with Lowell Ponte earlier in the week on
yes,
Wednesday.
Yes, I heard that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the fact he wrote a book 41 years ago called Global Cooling. The fact is these global warming people are so crazy, they think that the 1 in 25,000 chance that we had this cooling period, this cold, this super ice age surge that happened, if you had 7 years like the, you know, like the winter of 1976, 7 days, I mean, seven years like that, 1 year after the other where it was that kind of weather, mm-hmm. we would immediately go into an ice age for up to 1,000 years.
Wow.
And an ice age will kill more people than a nuclear war.
Yes, you said that. I'm aware of that, right.
Right.
So,
okay.
Everybody,
so,
all right. Thank you, Dr. Bill, so much.
Okay. Bye, yeah. Mara.
We'll call in the other hours, too.
Bye-bye.
You can call in, Mara, call in other hours, too. And if, when it's some open lines, you can call any topic. Otherwise, stay on topic. Okay, Michelle,
thank
go ahead.
So
Mara's always on topic.
There you go.
See you later.
Get your supplements because
thank
it's nice. To get your supplements, it's a nice age. How's
okay.
that?
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm glad I have double everything. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, back to the emails here and the questions.
Uh-huh.
Next, Bill, we have, let's see, who is it? Malcolm from New Hampshire.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, he's just diagnosed with essential tremors.
Yeah, essential tremor is the...
But his doctor, Bill, says that he wants to put him on Enderol.
Enderol. It's a beta blocker. It's a bad drug. It's a stupid drug for it, the problem.
Okay, so maybe you should, if you say answer the question, maybe you could tell him what he should suggest to his doctor.
There's what's what? Called, there's motor nuclei in the brain and paramotor nuclei.
Mm-hmm.
You need increased brain magnesium, so brain mag is very important. Brain power and cognition plus to change the neurotransmitter levels because the paranuclei in the base of the brain that actually causes tremor. Usually what's called an attention tremor, so if you're stationary, it doesn't go. But if mm-hmm. you move, you start to shake.
Yeah.
And you see that happen in early Parkinson's disease, too, and other problems. So what you want to do is you want to protect the brain. Neutrotriol is important because it changes cyclic AMP and carnosine D-link. The cholinergic pathways, CDP choline, uridine monophosphate, and ultrasimon B1. And you want to stop free radicals, which is gamma E plus in the power in the cell detox glutathione and ultrasimon B1. You have to protect the brain from oxidative stress. So the most important thing is brain mag, brain power, and cognition plus. And you'll see how it does in a few weeks. But you don't rush to taking Enderol. They have lots of bad side effects.
Yeah, and in a few weeks, if you're not satisfied with the results, then try the CDP choline and whatever.
Yeah, well, eventually you'll get a right combination that'll stop your tremor.
But you know what's funny?
But also, it's a warning sign that there's something neurotransmitter going on in your brain. And you can do organic acid tests, heavy metal tests, and we can test for brain blood flow and other tests or imaging studies.
I thought that beta blockers were for high blood pressure and that. I didn't
doctors
know
use it for. Doctors use it for other things, but they shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Doctors do it. Let's put it this way. 85% of drugs are even used off-label, which are not even approved by FDA.
Mm-hmm.
But the doctors use drugs, say, in teenagers and kids that were never tested on teenagers and kids for depression. And they cause serious problems. For example, a lot of people go on, the cost of drugs I call kill you, Jack. In mm-hmm. other words, you're going to kill yourself and your relatives, over the holidays especially.
Yes.
And like Prozac and Celexa, and you shouldn't take these drugs. They're bad.
Quick praise report from Sherry from Michigan. Sherry, thank you. You're great for the business, for NutriMedical, because she's offering her Power C's, her own personal supply, and getting people hooked on the Power C for in this cold and flu season, including her uncle and gosh knows who else,
by the way,
her boss.
Yeah. By the way, this flu season is the worst in 10 years. Already in America, they've registered that it's killed 100 people and put in hospital. So many people are short of IV bags for rehydration.
Really?
Yeah.
Roland from New Jersey, Bill, wants to know, what is a skin tag and how do you get rid of it?
a skin tag is actually a sign of high blood insulin levels.
Oh, is it?
And it usually occurs along crease lines of your body, like areas where your skin's rubbing together or crease lines where a fat fold occurs.
How would you get rid of it? Neutrodyne? No?
Neutrodyne can help, but you often have to surgically remove them or put a ligature around them so they drop off, or liquidite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Michelle, you had a question or a comment? Go ahead.
I too. Next is Kathleen from Texas. We're in the emails now. Hi, Dr. Deagle. I have 15-month-old twins, Bill, both with cystic fibrosis. I recently purchased the new True Silver dropper and gave them each 3 drops at 2 different feedings, so 6 drops total in 1 day.
Right.
And that is all they have consumed ever. I have concerned family members worried about Argeria. Should we be worried? Thank you so much.
I guarantee you that none of them are either chemists or toxicologists, therefore they aren't qualified to have comment. People have attitude rather than an opinion. Opinion in a legal term is to opine, meaning based on facts and evidence. The problem is the number of molecules of silver. Silver is what's called a noble metal, and in fact it's a natural metal in all healthy soils, and you kill it and neutralize it when you put fluoride through the soil, which neutralizes silver. Silver keeps the pathogens down, helps to keep the mycobacteria and the fungi healthy. They're the only thing that can actually fix and change inorganic minerals to organic for plants and the rhizomes to absorb them. So when you kill the fungi and you kill the mycobacteria in the soil, you destroy it. Okay, this is why there was a Sabbath rest in soil. So when silver is normal, it's a normal mineral in a trace amount. The amount that we have is, because it's an atomic form of silver, it's hydrogenated and it's covered in a liposomal envelope, the amount of molecules is so tiny, it's normal. In fact, if you look at the RDA requirement for silver, this is way below that, so you'll never get Argeria.
Right, it's not like the colloidal silver. Can that happen?
Well, you have to take gallons to be equivalent to what we take with a few tiny drops.
No, when people make their own.
If they make their own and they have the silver rods, yes, they can get Argeria over pretty years, but they have to take a heck of a lot. But they can do it because they're having basically inorganic metal. They're absorbing metal particles rather than atomic silver in a liposomal envelope.
So, Kathleen, that's why you take the new True Silver, because
it's
you
not
can tell
ever
your family members not to worry.
Not to worry, yeah. And then, by the way, it'll help. You've got to reduce the effect of overgrowth, which can shear off the cilia in the airways, and you're going to get chronic basket cell inflammation and secondary overgrowth with things like Pseudomonas aeruginosa and other bugs. So it's very important.
Okay, next, Bill, is Colleen from Michigan, and she was referred from Travis.
Right.
And she says, I'll read it from your computer, Bill.
Yeah.
I was diagnosed on October 23rd with MS, and when I was first diagnosed, I was given a 3-day infusion of solometrol steroids that helped a little, but I'm still pretty ill, and I'm also on DMD Tecfideria, Bill. Are you letting me talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I can hear you typing right in my earphones.
It's important. I'm trying to connect to the stack to this video.
Oh, aren't we connected?
I'm double-checking to make sure the stack is connected, because we had to reboot the computer on the break. Go ahead.
Should I continue?
Yeah, continue.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Okay, I recently have been eating according to the Whole30 diet, so I've eliminated all grains, added sugars, artificial ingredients, dairy, legumes, and alcohol. My diet consists only of proteins, meat, eggs, and nuts, and healthy oils and vegetables with the occasional piece of fruit. My feet seem to be a little less numb, but otherwise, I think it's too early to see if it's making an impact. She tries to stay active, Bill, but she has severe, with MS, she's got pain and severe fatigue. And a left hand, she said, that's about 30% function. So I know you have a great protocol for
MS. First off, it's good she's on the diet because it's going to be less inflammatory, but we can improve that. She won't get a recovery from that diet alone, though. There's 3 things you have to do. in multiple sclerosis. We went over it the other day because a gentleman called in, actually, that's a friend of this lady. And I mentioned I'll review it for them. Number one, you have to kill off the Lyme or Lyme-like parasites, babesiosis or ehrlichiosis. We have triple threat, Neutrodyne, Alisamed, NutriSilver. Then we add Immune26Y and NutriDefense. Number two, you have to stop leaky gut. These people always have leaky gut, and the pathogens, which are analogous in their protein segments, to parts of the oligodendrocytes that lay the myelin. Now, when you lose your myelin sheath, you lose salutary nerve conduction in your brain. So whether it's descending pathways where corticospinal, then have you attached to the motor endplate so you can move your arms and legs, or it's ascending pathways like proprioceptive pathways where the position sense, you can tell. So in MS, you lose position sense and you lose motor control. You can also get optic neuritis. You can go blind. So the primary things you have is optic neuritis, proprioceptive pathways, and motor pathways. Usually are beside the ventricles, like the fourth ventricle or the lateral ventricles. And when it happens in the lateral ventricles, the descending or ascending pathways can be affected. So we can remyelinate with sphingolin, which is myelin basic protein, and Neurogen. Mm-hmm. We want to stop the free radicals with gamma A+, Nutritral, a long-acting alpha-lipoic acid, and carnosine D-link, cell detox glutathione, cell defense plus, which is a curcumin to stop the brain cytokine levels, and ultrathiamine B1. Ultrathiamine B1, especially for either peripheral neuropathy, which is toxic, or MS neuropathy, because it just stops what's called the transketolase enzyme pathways that get rid of singlet oxygen. So you stop the free radicals, you remyelinate, you clear the pathogens, then you want to stimulate stem cells. NDME, vitamin mineral max, minerals plus, because the minerals turn on the genes. The NDME chaperones them in to turn your genes on, and then you want to take red deer velvet. We have the mountain red velvet now. Probably within a month we will have the red deer velvet because we've had some delays. Apparently when it was shipped from Texas, they lost the COA, the certificate of analysis, but the company has it now. And when this is encapsulated, it'll get to the terminal ileum. But the red deer velvet we have now is very good for that, for regenerating your tissues. But the one that we're going to have will be far superior.
Which, yeah, we already talked about.
Yeah.
Next bill is Sergio. From.
And by the way, we have peptides for the brain, too. We have peptides we get from the European Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and the peptides will regenerate brain tissue. So
the ones that you get from the UK?
I get them from Europe. They're Europe. Not just, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't the UK in Europe?
Not really. They've got themselves. They took a big tectonic saw and they sawed away. They're no longer European.
Okay, Bill. Sergio,
they're Brits. Brits are different.
Sergio from Salinas, California. Hi, Dr. Daigle. I'm wondering what protocol you might recommend for a woman, 165 pounds, 5'2". She used to be hyperthyroid, and she opted to take two radiation pills to kill the thyroid because one wasn't enough. She refused to have her thyroid removed, and she takes thyroid medication. She would like to see if she can bring back some of her thyroid function.
Well, first off, you can't destroy the thyroid completely. It always regenerates, just like your liver.
Does it?
Yeah. And you want to take Neutrodyne. In fact, we have people take Neutrodyne by itself, and within 2 years, their thyroid will come back even after radiation treatment. But I recommend Mitothyroid, 2 capsules twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
Neutrodyne, at least 10 drops twice a day, and then Minerals Plus. And vitamin max, you need the minerals for deiodination and force colon, which helps 5' deiodination to make T3 from T4. So if you do all those things, your thyroid over the next few years, especially if you have stem cell support like MycoD2, NDME, and red deer velvet, etc., and you'll need to have micelle D3 and micelle D2, which has the MycoD2 has ergothionine for your stem cell regeneration. And the red deer velvet provides all the building blocks, so it's really important to have all those things present.
Philippe from Santiago, Chile. He's giving a report here, Bill, on his mom. She is on the protocol that you've given her for this,
bronchiectasia.
Yeah. And he was just want you to know that in the second day, right of taking her protocol, she had her abdomen bloating and pain and leg weakness. And in the nighttime, body itchiness. What can he do, he says.
She's having a cytokine release that she's killing out pathogens in her gut.
He also says, bless you, Doc, Bill. I'd love to call to the show to make hard questions, but I'm busy in those hours.
Well, he can email questions and I'll read them on there. The first thing is, if you're getting a die-off reaction, it just means she's got gut dysbiosis, which is not uncommon with disease. Almost every disease has a degree of gut dysbiosis.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do there is I'd take gastro heal to try to heal the gut wall. I take Berberstatin, living probiotic, altered for the gut, because it means she's got a dysbiosis.
And if she's older, you can open those capsules and make a drink for her.
Yeah, if you can make a smoothie, yeah.
A smoothie would be better for her.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be easier.
Yeah.
But then she can split it up during the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did it again.
And when you're out there, without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
Fully cooked, ready.
Michelle, you have more questions. Let's rock and roll.
Frank,
we have one more segment.
Oh, I haven't heard this terminology. Frank from upstate South Carolina. You ever heard that?
No.
Hi, Dr. Diggle. Hope you're doing well. Do you have a short-term and long-term protocol for degenerative disc disease?
First of all, what is a disc? A disc is a glycosaminoglycan with a fibrous cartilage, special types of collagen. You can have cartilage actually explode into the vertebral body, called the nucleus pulposus, which is the central heart nucleus in the cartilage. And if that happens from usually a compression injury or long-term degeneration of the vertebral body, the actual pulposus can be pushed into the vertebral body and do get a collapse. It can trap the nerves at the exit foramen where the nerves exit. So what you want to start off with is joint performance, 1 to 2 solid capsules twice a day. Mountain Red Velvet, 2 capsules twice a day. You want to be taking Myco-D2, Collagen Max, a capsule twice a day. And you want to be taking a course of minerals for regeneration, which are in Minerals Plus, at least a capsule twice a day. I recommend the NECO set for lumen photon on the area. And, of course, vibrational exercise. And we talked about the Sonic Life, which is the best of the new devices available now.
Our next bill is Gary from Chilliwack, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, Michelle. Thanks for a reply. We were talking about something else, probably his order. He says, he wants me to ask you this, Bill. Is the new 5-HTP cross and the stress to go, are they gluten-free and vegan?
Everything is gluten-free and vegan.
We don't have
supplements that are not gluten-free and vegan, yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Here we go. David from Canberra, Australia. Going all around the place. I'm wanting a water filter jug that will hold and filter at least 1.5 liters at one time. Someone else on the network has one, and I would rather, I preferably would like to buy it from you.
Well, firstly, if you're just asking for a jug, any jug will do. You just want to make sure it's not going to have toxic chemicals outgassed from it. It's either a special type of non-leaded glass, or it's going to be a plastic that's going to be PET, which is going to be free of toxic chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
Is the fast filtration system better than the Berkey or anything else out there? Is it pure water? You get 10% off if you go through our link. We have the whole house system. We have the RV system, which is a BEV 100 or apartment. You can snap on your tap in about 5 minutes. We have the BEV 200 system, which is a tackle box. You can run from 12 volt off your car battery, drop a line into a puddle, and you get cleaner than distilled water. We have the BEV 300 system with the 5-gallon reserve tank, which is maybe what he's talking about. And we have the BEV 500 system, which is auto flush, and the whole house system, which has 3 filters you can change yourself, which are much better than the Culligan or the other systems. So none of the other systems take on 100% of the fluoride, radiotoxins, and chemicals. Ours does. Everybody else is full of it.
And to find pure water systems, you just go to our website, and under products, you scroll down, you'll see A to Z, and you see diagnostics. Keep going down to P for pure water, and that's where you get your 10% off. Or if you're having any problems with it, always, always, you can call the 800 number, 888.
Yeah, but don't get any other system.
2887.
Yeah, I've researched it all. Everybody else is unqualified to give you an opinion. They need to shut up. I'm sick and tired of people giving bad advice to people that they get toxic water with fluoride, chloride, bromide, or radiotoxins, and they're told that it's clean, and it's not. It's aggravating.
Next is Maureen from Oregon.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, Dr. Bill. Shortly after we moved from McMinnville to Christmas Valley, it's funny, believe it or not, her street is Snowflake. I'm not kidding.
You're kidding. Where is it? Which town is this?
It's in Oregon. Christmas Valley,
Christmas
Oregon.
Valley, Oregon, okay.
She moved to
Snowflake. So they must have decided to make it a marketing strategy to make it a Christmas town so they can make
so she says
more
shortly
tourism.
After she moved, Bill, she says, I noticed shortness of breath from the altitude here, 4,400 feet. Now I'm wondering if something else is going on because I feel woozy at times for no reason. My spidey sense tells me something's off.
Well,
if I bend over for longer than 10 seconds or so, I black out. I think that's why, remember when she broke her foot?
Mm-hmm.
She fell. She thinks that's what it was. So now she won't bend over any more than, you know, 3 seconds. She's afraid to.
Right.
So what tests and doctors do I need to see and any recommendations for me? Many thanks and God bless you. God bless you too, Maureen.
Yeah, the first thing is that she may have altitude sickness. Usually that's mineral deficiencies of things like molybdenum, which, by the way, are minerals plus. Because if you don't have molybdenum, even babies or preemies, you have to give them nitric oxide gas and you give them molybdenum and it'll help them restore their nitric oxide. The Sherpas and the Himalayans eat glacial milk that actually has molybdenum that makes you make GABA and also help and make nitric oxide.
Oh, interesting. What's
okay.
in the minerals plus?
Right.
Is it in anything else?
No. Well, it'll be in, you'll see a lot of the minerals will be present in the life support.
I thought so.
Yeah, but here's the point. The point is, the first test I do with her is to get a hold her monitor. She has a cardiac arrhythmia like bradycardia where she has spells where heart rate drops or she gets what we call vasovagal symptoms, which means that she may have low blood pressure attacks, especially if she leans over. That probably, the Holter monitor will help with that to see if she has arrhythmias. Secondly, she can get what's called an autonomic test with a neurologist and to see if she has dysautonomia. That's possible that she has a dysautonomia. The next is that she's got early adrenal dysfunction and she may be having some adrenal insufficiency syndromes. Well, I would start off with 2 adrenal support first thing in the morning, see if that'll correct it. Very often you'll see if they have adrenal, they also have thyroid. So she should get a test for T4, T3, reverse T3, always the free fraction, and do a core body temperature chart because usually you'll find if your adrenals are going, your thyroid is too. So saliva and the thyroid, if you want to get the saliva test for the adrenals and a blood test, I can send those test kits to you. All you have to do is contact me and we can send them to you anywhere in the world. And a lot of doctors don't do the correct test. They measure the incorrect things at the wrong timing. Saliva is the best for cortisol and multiple data points. And blood tests for the thyroid, and you need to measure free levels of T4, T3, and reverse T3, and a core body temperature chart with a gerosome alcohol thermometer or a digital 2-digit thermometer like we use for pregnancies.
The next email, Bill, is anonymous. And basically the question, Dr. Bill, is a friend said he knows someone that had good results with the treatments for eliminating cravings for alcohol. This particular call... email person is worried about his wife, who's an alcoholic.
Right.
And he's wondering if you know anything about a microcurrent neural feedback for detoxing. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard of microcurrent. There are several different things that will help. Microcurrent detox can help if you use it, like electroacupuncture and so on, that can help. But you need to take it to fix the neurotransmitters. I tell people this is an add-on. It's a second and third level. The first level is find out what your mineral levels and your organic acids. And usually there's an imbalance of neurotransmitters in your brain, like dopamine, GABA, etc., that cause alcoholism. Alcohol is basically trying to put a false substitute for GABA in your brain. And usually there's deficiencies of trace minerals that make gamma-aminobutyric acid and postsynaptic inhibitors. And if you correct those and the minerals are associated with it, it's easier to treat the alcoholism. So microcurrents, kind of an add-on. Eye movement desensitization therapy and group therapies like Alcoholics Anonymous, but the primary thing is a biochemical disorder. So when you see someone addicted to whether it's marijuana, which about 7% will get addicted, or alcohol, which is about 7 to 12%, then you want to correct the brain chemistry rather than trying to chase it with microcurrent as the first treatment. So in other words, if they try that without fixing the chemistry or testing, they're wasting their time.
And what is the product, just for, is it Posnol that's good to help?
Posnol would be one of the first, the other would be Brain Mag and Combine.
Yeah.
If you take those three, that's a good start.
Yeah, that should, does that take away cravings?
Yeah, it will help a lot with the cravings because it's related to neurotransmitter imbalances.
But don't you, when you go off of alcohol, don't you have those, what do they call it, delirium tremens or something?
Yeah, we can
like
stop that. If you're taking the Brain Mag and you're taking the Calmine, Calmine is GABA, myonacetal, so it'll stop the tremors.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, because it's GABA deficiency that causes the excess dopamine levels, and the excess dopamine will cause hallucinations and so on. You also need vitamin B1, which is the fat-soluble B1, will prevent the alcoholic. You can get alcoholic central nervous system damage if you don't take B1. And the fat-soluble ultra-thiamin B1 will protect against alcoholic brain damage.
Yes. Well, I hope that that helps Anonymous.
There you go.
We have a few more. That I almost got all the emails done today, short of about 4 or 5. I guess I always feel like it's the end of the day, but it's not for you, Bill. You're going to be back.
Well, we're going to have Harley on from Berlin for an hour, and then we're going to have Gary Richard Arnold.
Oh, great.
We're going to talk about the immigration bill and DACA and all the other things, and the SHITS storm that happened with the words that Trump used about some of the immigrants, et cetera.
Oh, my gosh.
Is this a,
spare me the pleasure.
It's like going, it's like going to the pipe fitter union meeting where people get mad.
God bless you. I love you. It's great to be here, and I'll see you next week.
So, yeah, in other words, he fits the charm of a blue-collar billionaire with the same with the most to parallel.
People are waking up.
Memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.